From local pollutants now to global ones and to the other half of our environment team, environment editor Peter Thompson. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Carol.
Peter, the last time you and I spoke together here on the show, you were in Paris reporting on the big new climate change agreement that had just been hammered out. Remind us quickly what that agreement actually does to fight climate change.
Well, it commits the countries of the world to holding the rise in global temperatures to well under 2 degrees Celsius, or about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit, and essentially to make the global economy carbon neutral by the second half of this century.
So what's the big news this week?
The climate deal officially opens for signing tomorrow at the UN. It's the start of a somewhat convoluted process for actually making it go into effect. Normally, something like this would just be sort of a formality, but there's some stuff going on that's made this a good deal more significant. The first is that a record number of countries are planning to sign the agreement tomorrow, something like 160 of 195 who were there in Paris and approved the deal then. And that shows that momentum from the Paris meeting hasn't faded in the months since, as many feared that it would, that there's still a very strong consensus for climate action. Another is that it turns out that with this process now starting, the deal could actually go into effect much earlier than originally anticipated, maybe even this year.
How's that?
It's because of this last-minute change in the Paris Agreement that up until now pretty much escaped anybody's notice, and that is that the effective date was dropped. It had been January 1st, 2020. The final version had no such thing, and it could actually go into effect a lot sooner. For the agreement to take effect, as I said, this is a sort of convoluted process. 55 countries have to sign and ratify it, but enough countries that represent 55% of the world's total emissions also have to sign it. So those are not necessarily the same number.
So tomorrow, 165 countries are signing it. Are any of them the big polluters?
Yes. The biggest two, the U.S. and China, are both signing tomorrow. They then have to go through a process of national approval by either their national legislatures or by their executive. Here in the U.S., that basically means President Obama has to officially sign off it, and then the U.S. will be a party to this agreement.
Is Obama expected to, or will this elude him until the next president comes into office?
He absolutely is expected to. The next president could retract that. But even there's a convoluted process. If any country wants to withdraw from this, they have to wait 1 year after it has gone into effect. And then there's 3 years before that withdrawal takes effect. That's 4 years, essentially the length of one U.S. presidential term.
So what's the practical effect in the real world if this thing does go into effect sooner?
Essentially, it would put a lot of the processes that were built into the Paris deal on a faster track. There were a lot of finer grain decisions that need to be made and institutions that need to be set up under that agreement, and this would start the clock on those sooner. It wouldn't change the deadlines and the targets for action, which just about everybody agrees are insufficient to meet the challenge, but it would start to build momentum for the whole process sooner. And that's a good thing because while this massive diplomatic and political and economic process of responding to climate change gets rolling, the reality of the situation just continues to get worse. I mean, we've seen record high global temperatures for 2014, 2015, the first 3 months of 2016. Part of that's due to the recent El Nino, but scientists say there's also clearly a strong climate change fingerprint to those temperatures. We've seen record warmth in the Arctic this winter, unprecedented early melting in Greenland. We heard on the program last week about the growing warning signs about the collapse of the West Antarctic ice sheet. And we continue to have a string of extreme weather events like this week's torrential rains in Houston, which are also likely due at least in part to climate change. So the crisis continues to get worse. And even if the Paris Agreement does go into effect this year, the world would still just be playing catch-up in a big way.
The world's environment editor, Peter Thompson. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Carol.